We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show, and it is okay to be with you on this fine day as we are watching. This is the Dan Shaney YouTube stream turned into the podcast. We are watching the end of the game together due to network obligations. The Packers are going to lose. They got their asses handed to them early and often, and even more often. And they had the opportunity to possibly have another crazy comeback. But I think to ask this team to do that 2 weeks in a row, to get down to the deficit that they were in, 27-3, this was not going to be, I mean, it was going to be like as improbable as last week was. This was going to have to have been something that we had never seen before. It was not going to happen. There was no way, shape, or form. So we're going to play a fun game tonight called Who to Blame. That should be fun. Who do we want to blame? I think there's a lot of guys to blame. I'd like to first talk about Cryie McCryface at Wambo Field, where Matt LaFleur gives a halftime interview. A very emotional night for the man.
In the eye, man to man, and give it up for one another this whole second half. I want to see this team.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur crying. So that's pretty great. We've already got boots on the ground, I believe. Cameron,
there. Hey, what's going on, Bart?
You're not at the game.
I was at the game. Game's behind me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I left a little bit early because once the interception happened, I decided to, you know what, I got to beat the Milwaukee traffic and then bounce. So I kind of dipped out early.
That's something we will be talking to about tonight is this is a gold package game, and a lot of people are mad at just how many Lions fans.
There was a massive amount of blue tonight, and the people around me, I asked, like, hey, you guys noticed a lot of blue. And they were like, yeah, this is kind of annoying. I noticed a lot of blue, and they were talking a lot of shit. So, I mean, deservedly so. They've won four in a row against us, and I think it's – I'm hoping we knock them off next game, but we'll see. We'll see.
There is – when I went in week 18 last year, and that was a regular – I mean, that was a green package and gold package. For those that don't know, season tickets get divvied up 6 games to the Green Bay area, 2 games to the Milwaukee area. Now, fans is not the reason why the Packers lost. And so anybody listening right away saying, why is he blaming fans? Right away? No, I'm really getting fed up with a lot of bullshit. Okay? I really am. I very much am. And yeah. I'm not saying it's the fans' fault. I'm saying the Packers say 2-5 are the weeks where it's for Milwaukee. And give us a Thursday night game when there's a million things going on. People aren't going to drop everything that comes. So they sell their tickets to a fan base that is rabid. The Lions fans have been waiting 3 decades. They're going to get the first opportunity.
They
just got the opportunity week 18. So I think that the gold green ticket package is something we can talk about. Milwaukee fans, I know that you got to watch County Stadium games. That was 30 years ago. You either need to give them back or get bought out because it's ridiculous that the Green Bay Packers have this waiting list that I've been on since I was 15. There's still 50,000 spots to go, that we split it into two packages. That's stupid. Anyway, Cameron, where are you now?
I'm currently walking by the behind the Ray Nitschke Center, wearing the Ray Nitschke jersey. The guy behind me is currently yelling, saying, "Hey, stop selling your tickets to Lions fans," which is very ironic because he just finished up talking about that, and then he starts yelling it behind us. The one thing I have to say is the crowd was immaculate. I didn't have any but old people yelling behind me, "Hey, sit down," which was actually really quite nice.
Because they were all Lions fans.
What was that?
Because they were all Lions fans.
That's the thing, though. It was a lot of Packer fans. It was an actually really enjoyable crowd. And I'm very, very, I guess, very proud. Crowd, hey, come here. I got a Lions fan here. Do you want to talk to a Lions fan?
Yeah, interview him. Ask him why he came, how he got the tickets.
My stream is getting bad right now. I'll call in when it's a little better quality so that it's not disturbing the stream.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, bye, Cameron. Almost had some really great content there. And then the stream got bad. If you are somebody watching, like hanging out in the StreamYard and you don't want to talk, please go watch this on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter. Because I need spots for people to get in and dance with me. So please do that. Here's just some comments I have first. A few flashes, but the Lions are good and we look like a young team. That's from Isaiah. Yeah, this is not like end of the world kind of loss tonight. Just so we're also aware of that. But, you know, we got to talk about some stuff. Bakhtiari's never going to play for us again. Bisaccia is possibly the most overrated special team. How is he any different than Ron Zook? Special teams, Quay Walker, like, is it dumb that you jump over a guy and then it's a penalty? Kind of. But is it a penalty? Yeah, so don't do it. Brian wants to go to Fondy to go to Salty's. Yes, that's a great way to alleviate some pain. This is going to be epic. I'm pissed. Our team is awful, but pissed off Bart is Bart on fire. I'm more pissed at just like people in general. I'm really hoping that Twitter like starts to charge people and ask for your government ID because I want to get off there so bad. But it's like the only place I have an actual following. No one follows me on Instagram. I'm on Threads. Why? I don't know. I signed up for Blue Sky. I forgot my login. Hot take Jake is at the game. Or was it? Hey.
What's up, Bart?
Did we officially lose yet? We did. 34-20.
It's Dame time. That's what I got to say right now. Hey, Dame time, baby.
Saturday, 2 p.m. rally outside of
I might have to go. I bet you the fans there will be, you know, they'll actually show out, unlike the Packers fans. That's my only take from this game right now is Green Bay Packers fans, man, they love to tell you how they're the greatest fans in the world. And then I show up tonight and it's a Lions home game. You guys suck ass.
Well, it's gold package, green package. Who gives a shit?
Well, what do you mean? I mean, the game still counts.
I don't understand.
There's no excuse for selling your tickets.
If Milwaukee fans, if you get signed with a Thursday night game and you want to sell your ticket, that's fine. There needs to be a 2-hour drive. It's a school night. There needs to be some sort of system. We just look so stupid when you have this waiting list that's so long, and then Packers fan, you don't know if you're selling to a Lions fan or not, so you can't blame these people. Look, the game happened on a night you didn't want to go. I think having the package in general is stupid. I do think that. I know that's a hot take. Hold on, Jay. Cameron's also walking around with a Lions fan.
Yes. Well, do you want to? Here you go.
Okay, you're on a Packers podcast.
The Lions have beat the Packers 4 games in a row. Jared Goff 2-0 now in the last 6 months. Is Lambeau Jared Goff's home? Is Jared Goff the Packers' daddy? I don't know. You tell me.
Did you go last? Did he go last year to week 18 or no?
Did you go to week? No, he did not go to week. This was his first ever Lions game at Classic Lambeau Field.
What gave him the confidence to come?
What was that?
Obviously, there were more Lions fans confident that they could come and not be alone this time.
Yes, there was a lot of Lions fans tonight. You got any comments on that?
Cam can tell you, as a Lions fan, I was very nervous about today and not confident. But we're happy. Hey, not going to get too confident because, as always, they'll pull and like rip my heart out. But it's okay. We're just going to enjoy tonight and be happy.
Yes, he's going to enjoy tonight, relishing the victory of his Lions, and that's it.
I do have a message for him.
He's got a message.
Yeah. So we together hate Bears fans and hate Vikings fans.
Vikings fans.
We don't right now, if it's not the Packers, we're sort of like, all right, it's the Lions' turn, they deserve it. So don't turn into assholes.
No, see, here's the thing I've told my roommate who's from Milwaukee. I've always told him it's funny. Growing up in Michigan as a Lions fan, you learn to hate the Packers. And then it's funny moving to Milwaukee, you learn that the Packers fans actually don't give a fuck about the Lions. Like, because they care more about the Vikings and the Bears, which is fair. So it's very funny moving here and realizing, like, Lions fans hating the Packers is kind of just like throwing sand into the wind and it doesn't matter. So that's fine. I won't talk that much shit.
He won't talk that much shit, Bart.
Cameron, great work. Here's a new Tim Shea.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to sometimes maybe deliver some mediocre content. That's what I'm here for.
That was great. All right, I'm going to say bye to you. You go somewhere safe.
Will do. I'm going to arrive in Milwaukee in about 2 hours and crash the hell in bed. David Montgomery. Have a good night, Bart. Enjoy the podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Cameron.
Bye, guys.
Cameron, good work. Jake, how many Lions fans are up? Mute me. Why are people partying? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, I'm going to go, but Little John doesn't really hit that well after a loss. That's all I got to say.
All right, Jake. Wow. Interesting situation. Tom, are you there? Tom? Guy says his name's Tom. Tom? Black screen. All right. If you're going to watch, please just watch from the YouTube. If you want to join the stream, I put it on Twitter. It's in the Facebook comments. You can watch there. Definitely a lot more to say. I think we've done our piece on the fans. We could talk about that more. It's an unfortunate situation the way that it shakes out. And it is kind of dumb. There's two separate packages. I guess I get why, but it is kind of dumb. We'll get Tack here in a minute. I do want to remind you guys and thank again the Wisconsin Bike Fed for their support throughout the month. It's great that we are able to connect places with people and get messages out there. And again, what they want to remind you is when you're driving, especially maybe in that area after the game tonight, if you're riding a bike, walking to a game or from a game, make sure that when you're in the car, your lights are on, that you are going the speed limit. Wisconsin, the sun's starting to set earlier. Crashes go up with people biking and walking, and they happen more during the evening commute. So at the Bart Winkler Show, we're telling everybody, along with the Wisconsin Bike Fed, turn your lights on, slow down, and look around. We want to make sure everybody, no matter how they travel, is safe. Get more info at wisconsinbikefed.org.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tech!
What's up, Bart?
With the Rob Lowe hat again. What's up?
I don't know. Just came here to talk Packers.
So what is there like? So we had a game in the first half. I think it was very embarrassing and people were getting mad. And then they did enough to make it interesting. And so people were getting less mad. And then obviously they fell short. So there, you know, there's less anger. From Jordan Love, we saw some really good. We saw some not good. We saw bad offensive line play. We saw defense. We saw bad special teams. I think, again, Matt LaFleur is not the answer. I know some people say, Tack, well, if you're going to criticize LaFleur this way, you got to criticize Love this way. Well, I'm seeing Love start his fifth game. I'm seeing LaFleur coach for his fifth straight year. And it's the same shit always. And he cried on TV.
I know you hate LaFleur, but he should have run more run plays.
I don't hate LaFleur. I think he should be the offensive coordinator.
Yes.
And Bisaccia can be the head coach. Get him away from special teams.
Interesting.
Yeah. Who's our defensive coordinator? Joe Barry? Throw him in a box and, like, mail him to fucking Kazakhstan.
I mean, we were thin tonight on defense, but offensively, we didn't run the ball at all in the first half. So, like, that, we just put ourselves in a hole, you know?
Andy says refs tried to get them back into the game. Andy's a Bears fan. Andy's one of these Bears fans that is a very nice guy. He's been on the show. But his brain is soaked in everything is, like, there's no – Andy, there's very little, like, rational thought with you when it comes to Bears football.
I'm sure he's talking about that play at the end of the third quarter. The clock went to zero.
I didn't see any other play that they were swaying things one way or another. If anything, you know, Packers fans can be mad that the Quay Walker thing came so late, but it was a penalty and there was no other play run. So if it's illegal, it's illegal.
I mean, that was kind of bullshit. It was a penalty, but, like, the fact that it got called literally like 6 minutes later, that was kind of bullshit.
Because I was following, I had my Twitter open and I saw Scott Grodzki of CBS 58 tweet, Packers fans aren't going to like when we come back from commercial. And I was like, but that's what he said. He just, like, teased us. I'm like, Grodzki, what are you doing, fam?
I like that. That's good. Yeah. Good stuff.
Again, where I'm at is, like, I opened up and said, who should we be mad at? I don't necessarily know that as a Packer fan, I am mad. I think that the special teams, for how ballyhooed Bisaccia was, they make too many mistakes. I think that, the defense obviously could be better. The offensive line takes a huge hit with David Bakhtiari. I think, you know, sometimes I, like, take my aggression out towards David Bakhtiari, but did the fucking guys that did his knee surgery do it with chopsticks? How the fuck did they bungle his knees so bad that he can barely play 3 years later?
They were like breathing on it. Cause wasn't it
fucking Junior Mints got stuck in there.
Yeah, it was infected. So they had to go back in and it was all fucked up. I think that causes problems.
Well, that is a big failure on somebody, or is it just David Bakhtiari wasn't meant to play football anymore?
I wish we would have traded him if we could have. Didn't the Jets want him? Didn't Aaron Rodgers want him?
Oh, Aaron Rodgers wanted everybody, and the Jets, if they were going to get one guy, I know he got hurt and can't play, but they spent money on Delvin Cook. Why is Randall Cobb there? Why is Alan Lazard there? They didn't need him. Corey Davis still floating around, I think. But they should have invested some money. Rodgers takes a pay cut, and you go get Dalvin Cook. Get a fucking right tackle. Anyway, that's the Jets.
Yeah, Jets are done. They're absolutely done. Our second round pick is going to be great.
It is. Bala says LaFleur needs to go. He is so soft. His players aren't disciplined. He can't make good offensive calls at all. I'm so sick of him. I don't know if I love the pitch on the 2-point conversion or the option. I just think that LaFleur, like, when he gave that interview at halftime, or even when he talks, he seems like he's someone auditioning for a role he knows he's not going to get. It's like he doesn't believe the words he's saying. I have a real issue with that.
Is this coming from, like, personal experience or no?
A lot of times I can look at somebody and make a determination about them based on personal experience. The same way why I know that Rodgers plays a victim sometimes is because I played a victim. And I know that David Bakhtiari, when he tweeted tonight, "Get one out there, fellas, go Pack, go," the only reason he tweeted was so people could shit on him for not playing, so that he could turn it around and get mad at people and say that he's a victim. That will come out. He'll say something snarky in the next week. Believe you me.
At least we know it's not the turf that was the problem. Because that was like a hot topic, right, for a while, right?
Yeah, he boycotted the turf, and he was so ashamed of it that he just thought, I'm going to sit out the season so that nobody...
Okay, yeah, so you think the turf game 3 games ago or 2 games ago has dictated the rest of his season? He's done because of one turf game?
No, I think that the doctors either fucked up his knee or something's wrong with his knee. It is very unfortunate. The guy is, when he can play, one of the best football players that we have on this planet. His body won't allow him to play. It's very unfortunate. Or the doctors, you know, maybe the doctor was a Bears fan.
Sabotage.
I don't have any concrete information one way or the other.
Ooh, interesting.
414 Badger says, Rob Reichel with an all-timer tweet. I would say it's this one. Quay Walker's penalty cost the Packers 4 points, adding insult to injury. Montgomery carries Walker into the end zone. Don't forget, Walker's Wonderlic score was 9. This one is over. # Lions. Well. And the Milwaukee package, it's their fault for selling tickets to fans. All I'm saying is it's dumb we have 2 different packages 30 years later.
Silver lining. I feel like I'm making this podcast worse. So I'm gonna leave Bart.
I'm reading. What? I'm reading tweets.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I feel like I'm making this thing worse, so I'm going to leave.
And then I said no.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. If that's what you want, if you want me to stay, I'll stay.
Don't cuck to me like you're a LaFleur.
Oh, Bart, I'll stay. I promise I'll stay.
Tag's like, I didn't have a good first couple of minutes, and Bart was talking over me, and I just told myself, I looked in the mirror and said, "We're gonna fight. We're gonna fight." And
I don't have a mirror. There's no mirrors around me.
What other thoughts do you have?
I don't know. I have no thoughts at all right now. We've talked about all my thoughts. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
It is like a feeling of, can you? I think if they would have got blown out and never come back, we're very furious. We're very mad. Should we be mad that this team, as young as they are, all across the board?
No anger. Not mad at all.
They play the Raiders next. They have the Broncos coming up. So if you're like, playoffs or die, that's still very much in front of you. You're not going to win the NFL. The Lions, as my clever title says, the Lions are winning this division. I mean, that's pretty clear.
Seems like it. The Vikings certainly aren't. The Bears are definitely not. I think we have a shot, maybe.
Well, I mean, you know, we'll see what happens over the course of the next week. I don't think the Lions' schedule is that tough either. we play Thanksgiving. Maybe like there's a one game lead, a two game lead. Maybe there's something on the line, so we could still, you know, take advantage there. But the same way that I called the Bears being eliminated from the playoffs after week one, I'm going to give the Lions a division after week four.
But I think we can be good. If Jordan Love progresses, if Aaron Jones can get healthy, A.J. Dillon sucks, like send him to the moon. Our receiving corps could be good. I don't know. I think we could contend for the division still.
Well, we'll see. Now I'm going to kick you out and get to more people. Thanks, Tack.
Bye.
Great outing from Tack.
Ugh.
Red Shed, how you been?
How we doing, Bart?
Where'd you official tonight?
I was at the old Middleton High School tonight. Not to be confused with Sun Prairie, even though they're both the Cardinals.
Was it a Thursday varsity game or just JV?
JV 2. So
is that what they call freshmen now?
Their parents are proud. Yeah, fresh, mostly freshmen, but there's a couple of sophomores, and you get the occasional.
So it's freshmen and like the real shitty JV sophomores.
Yeah, no comment on that.
Mm. Well, what of the game did you see, and what did you think? How you can't be reffing? Are you like checking your phone when you're reffing?
So it was nice there. The PA speakers, they were giving us updates as.
I did PA tonight at Sherwood High School for soccer through the first quarter and a half. I did not give updates.
Yeah, we got updates, and
that was a conscious decision I made.
Middleton's JV2 just winning like 40-6 against Janesville, and so the parents were definitely more interested in what was going on in Green Bay, especially because the first announcement we get is interception Packers turned it into a field goal. So we're sitting here looking at each other. All right, let's get this game going. We got running time. We got to get out here, watch this Packers win. We get to our cars, and boom, it's 14-3. So that's kind of where I started.
Well, what the PA guy should have done was took the radio feed and then blasted it over the speakers.
Just the whole time. Like, don't even stop for the plays. Just keep it going.
Yeah.
Listen to
your thoughts on this.
Yeah, you know, getting the radio insight on the way home, it sounds like Jared Goff was just on fire in the first bit there.
When he ran the ball for, like, what was his rush? 11 yards. That was kind of insulting.
Yeah, it was just the comment on the radio from those guys, from that crew, America's Booth. You know, they said you can play all the defense you want, but if they're hitting these windows, there's not much they're going to do. So I didn't see it, but they made it sound like, man, it gave like Titans last year versus Tannehill when it looked like he was thrown into the smallest windows possible and just dicing the defense up. So
no, guys were just open.
They were just trying to make the radio listeners happy. But, you know, this week, our best friend Rob Reichel was just talking about how Matt LaFleur really should have went out on the defensive end and got a guy like a Rich Bisaccia, someone who's proven, someone who's clearly one of the best in the league at their position. Rob Reichel out here saying we needed a defensive coordinator that was going to be as good as Rob or as Rich Bisaccia. And I'm watching this game thinking, do you need to know anything about football to get a job on the beat coverage? Do you need to know anything? Because this guy's out here. I'm watching Nixon taking the ball from 9 yards deep. 9 yards deep every time just to get tackled at the 18. And then get injured, it seems like, on every tackle. I don't know if anybody else noticed that. Every time Nixon returned the ball, I'm like, we can't lose more defensive backs. He's getting a hit out here, and it looks like he's hurt. And then the Quay Walker thing. And it just seemed like special teams is awful. Is this really the type of coach we want? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that there is, you know, I'm not quick to turn on Rob Reichel. I consider him a friend. But I will turn on Bisaccia.
Full disclosure, he blocked me once because I said, you know, Joe Barry's not the only bad coach on this team. I got blocked.
I just blocked the guy because he says I'm not a Packer fan. So he got blocked.
Well, it'll happen.
People are really angry. People really like to be mad at me. Here's another great tweet. Red Shed's here. I'm going to bring in Cone.
Hey, Cone. Yes.
Bart Bayless, what's up?
Yeah, I want to read this one. Typical Bart, blaming the coach when the team is filled with professional NFL players and can't get themselves hyped to play. Old Bill Belichick in New England has had the same face and demeanor for 40 years. He's had success. Stop scapegoating, you washed-up sports radio jockey. I don't feel like I had a long enough career to be washed up. I'm more closer to a failure than I am to being washed up, I would say.
Washed up might be a compliment.
Yeah, I agree. I did a morning show for 5 years, and I'm CBS Sports Radio's ninth swingman. I don't think I'm washed up. So anyway,
Cone's a little early for that bag.
Cone, Cone's always in the bag.
Yeah, this is the Jordan
in the bag. That's the problem.
The bag.
What do you think, Cone?
First of all, I think did you see the Ian Rappaport message about David Bakhtiari?
He was on TV saying he's probably done for the year. Yeah.
Yeah, he had surgery yesterday to clean up his knee, and then he's due for another surgery in the next couple weeks, next month, to kind of fully repair it so that he can play a full season in 2024. Let's go.
For who?
Exactly. That's the thing. I don't know. He wants to play for the Packers. He wants to retire a Packer, but he doesn't want to retire right now. That's what Rappaport said.
Wow. I mean, again, I think I take a lot of my rage out on David, but there's a lot of it that's not under his control. He's got a body that is not cooperating with him. And I would like to know more about those doctors that have performed that initial surgery.
Doctors aren't held accountable anymore these days, it seems.
As a guy who's had 3 ACL surgeries and the scars to prove it, it's definitely something where, like, you're just never the same. Like, first time I had it, I was an athlete at Wisconsin, so I got awesome, elite recovery, physical therapy every day. The second two, I was old and on my own, and man, if David Bakhtiari wasn't all the way on his rehab, right? I mean, it might not be the surgeon's fault. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's something. I'm also going to bring in, I'm going to bring Craig in as well. Craig, new to the party. What's up, dude?
Not much. How are you guys tonight?
Where are you at?
Flagstaff, Arizona.
Let's go.
Oh, right by Cone. Cone's in Phoenix area.
I'm in Phoenix, Craig.
Wow.
Love Flag.
I'll have to hook up sometime. I'm going to go about this on a different route. You're asking who you're mad at? Sorry.
Don't blow the floor on me. Are you crying?
No. No, I've actually...
looked like you
not
were
to get off. Into it so much, but I've I got my medical card and I was using what your Delta 8s are, but I was using it more in the flower form before I came on, so I'm a little bit split. But I blame
happyplaystamp.com, by the way. Go ahead, Greg.
No, I blame Mark Murphy because Mark Murphy was more concerned about filling the pocketbook than he was filling the trophy case. And my biggest thing here is that LaFleur's not ready to be a head coach. I think he's a great offensive coordinator, but I don't think he's a head coach yet. You were talking about it last week, Bart, and I agree with you. But secondly, the defense coordinator, Barry, fuck that guy. Like, when they walked in, my theory is that Gutz and came running in and they were like the stepbrothers and they're like, does that mean we're best friends? And then they ran up to, and they ran into Ted Thompson's or in the Murphy's office and Murphy's sitting there and he's got like this diagram of Lambeau Field and it looks like Disney World. And he's just sitting there and he's like, hey, we want to do like, you know, we want to hire Joe Barry. And you're like, yeah, whatever. Go ahead. Where anybody in their right mind would have stopped him and been like, hey, isn't that the idiot that was a defensive coordinator for a team that went 0-17? And then, oh, yeah, I guess so. And they've been like, well, he shouldn't even be around football. Like, the closest thing he should be to football is living in Fiji watching rugby. That's as close as that guy should get.
Yeah, the NFL, once you get this, it's more like this than any other sport. Maybe if you go to college, but, like, you know, the Bill O'Briens of the world and Matt Rules, like, once you – it doesn't matter if you fail. Once you're in, you're in. Once you get in the door, you can go anywhere and someone will hire you. They're all connected. They're all like friends. They're all married each other's aunts and bullshit like that.
because my other question then is too, is that, okay, so if it's not Joe Barry, and we've put so many first round draft picks into that defense, is it our scouting department? So if it's our scouting department, does that mean that we need to get, like, I'm pretty sure probably at this point the scouting department is broken down into, like, guys who just do defensive backs. Like, should the whole defensive side, because if it's not our defensive coordinator, then is it the guys that we get in? Are we trying to put round pegs into square holes again? Like, tell them, like, I don't understand the disconnect. Like, right now, that defense should be the thing right now that's anchoring on paper. Our defense should be anchoring that team and letting that young offense go ahead. But obviously, our defense is a fucking sieve. I've seen flag football teams fucking tackle better.
If first round pick was a qualifier for like a player's actual talent, the Bears quarterbacks in the last 30 years would be elite.
Well, yeah, but just look, like, how many?
Doesn't matter. The problem is, Craig, is a lot of Packer fans look at the 49ers defense and they say, why can't we have nice things like that? Right? They're like, why can't we just absolutely smack people in the face? And the reason is the difference between having a top five pick and a top 20 pick is a lot bigger than having a 25th pick to the 60th pick. Once you get above 20, it's a crapshoot all the way into the fourth round. You might find a Pro Bowler. You might find somebody who never plays it down in the NFL. The 49ers had three separate times where they drafted in the top 10. We don't have Joey Bosa.
Yeah, if I were to crap out that much on the tables, at a certain point, the fucking casino would kick me out. Because I owe him too much money. So if we're picking that bad defensively, because not everybody gets top five picks, the Steelers aren't in the top five, but they seem to do pretty well with their defense. Their defense seems to have like a lull, and now they're coming back up to the top. But for some reason, our defense just seems to stutter around. So if it's not the defensive coordinator, and if it's the players that are coming in, are we not listening to the defensive coordinators and getting the players in that he wants? Or do we just have a really shitty scouting team on the defensive side of the ball? Because obviously we seem to know what we're doing with fourth and fifth round picks at the wide receiver position, but we can't seem to hit the first round pick on a defensive player to save our lives.
I think like there's a lot of, there is talent on this team and they are young, and I don't think young is an excuse because they played like ass in the first half specifically. It's just that there is enough talent, young as it is, where they're too good to get blown out like that at home. There's too much talent to get blown out like that. And we're not going to be mad about, oh, you know, Montgomery cut this guy up or Goff ran for 11 yards. It's mistakes like everybody knows you can't jump over the dude on a field goal. Why does anybody ever do it? People do it. It's not just Quay Walker. Like, you can rip on Quay, but I see it once a week. Someone's doing it. They know they can't do it. They think they're not going to get caught. It doesn't matter. I got a message from Toby. He's like, Keshawn Nixon being an all-pro is the worst thing that ever happened to him because now he's just going to take the ball out every time. You know, he don't give a shit. He's going to take it out every time because he thinks he can, you know, go six every time. It's just like you're watching things. You know, sometimes I do struggle with that, where in the NFL, when they're young, we excuse these guys for making mistakes. And maybe the rules are different at different levels, which is actually a problem I have about sports in general. I think it should be more.
I mean,
the NFL, you've been playing football for at least a decade of your life. Like, you should. There's a lot of things you just should know, and they still make these idiotic mistakes.
Appreciate you guys letting me talk like this because it's been a long time. I've been a long time listener and follower. But my other question is like, so we sat around and we
did. Well, Craig, I wouldn't let you talk if you were shitty.
The other question I have is like, so we didn't have Watson for 4 weeks and the running back.
We haven't even mentioned that bullshit yet.
So we didn't have either one of those guys.
Five carries.
So why is it not the first play of the game? We don't try to get one of those two guys into this game. Like, take Watson on a deep route like we did back last year when he dropped the one from Favre and it fucked him until the middle of the next year because Favre was a baby.
Craig.
Or, like, why? Set the tone. And the other question.
Craig.
Huh?
You said Favre.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm old. I'm way old. I'm surprised I didn't pull out Lynn Dickey because I saw the number 12 the other day. And my other and the other thing I kind of noticed is, like, I was watching the replay of the Dolphins game because I thought it'd be fun just to watch them lay 70 on the they kept talking about how Tua was getting the ball out in like 2.6 seconds and how, you know, their coach and all these coaches are from the Shanahan tree and we're running a similar offense. But tonight it looked like we had Rodgers back there again because we're waiting for these, like, Rodgers and McCarthy playing the calls because we're, like, waiting for these long balls, these long routes to develop. Where's this quick outs? Thought that was the whole thing behind this. And then it was like his first 10 plays got blown up, but he didn't have the sense to, like, change until halftime. He's like, oh, we can't change until half. Can't change till half. Because then we come out and we look halfway decent. I don't know. But I appreciate it, guys. I will talk to y'all later, and I'll probably try to jump on more. So thanks.
Please for letting me. Craig, I enjoyed that. That was nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys, and I'll be back. I'll be back on wins too. But actually, I will say that what's kind of nice about this game is there's no expectations.
Well, even like coming into this game,
Rodgers was here those last years. Like, we were all on the edge. Like, we got to fucking win these games because we need Homer, because we need one more Super Bowl. And here it's like, well, these kids are young. Let's see what they can do. But then tonight, you're just like, fuck, you're young, but you got to step up a little bit.
That's why, like, tonight, when I say who should we be mad at, what did it cost us? Losing tonight, okay, maybe long-term it cost us a division. Did we think we were going to win the division? So what did it cost? Did it cost us a playoff spot? Are we good enough to make the playoffs? Are they just going to be a good, bad team? Are they going to be a team like Rodgers' first year where they were 6-10, where, okay, there's enough promising things that happened, but also many things did go wrong, and you can find out what to correct? I think one problem that we might be having is we understand the stubbornness of this organization. And so while we're going to allow ourselves to, you know, watch Jordan Love have a nice play, miss a guy, work things out, we're going to allow ourselves to see Quay Walker, there's so much talent there, making dumb mistakes. We're going to allow ourselves to, all right, Bakhtiari's hurt. What can these young guys do? What we're worried about is that when they figure everything out, it's still going to be LaFleur being scared. It's still going to be Joe Barry existing. It's still going to be, you know, bad defensive plays. It's just, we don't know, like, are they going to have the right group of guys in charge to lead when they're a little more mature? I think that's the long-term view. Short-term view, again, I don't even know, like, in watching the first four games, they could win. They could go to Vegas in two Mondays from now and win by 13. They could lose by 13. Every option is on the table and has been so far. We've just got a blowout win against the Bears because they are ass. We got a come from behind loss, a come from behind win, and then whatever the
this.
Fuck. So all options are on the table every game. I can see more games where Jordan Love throws for 300 yards and three touchdowns. I can see games where he might throw for 120 yards and two picks. Anything is on the table, I think, right now. Cone, any more from you?
I thought, yeah, all around bad game. There go all around. Jordan Love.
Oh, bye, Craig. Craig left. Give it up for Craig, first timer. Don't be a foreigner.
Love Craig. I wonder what he thinks about Katie Hobbs stepping down, but we'll discuss that later. Jordan Love struggled tonight, I thought. Kind of his first time pressure. Didn't face any pressure in the preseason, not really through the first 3 weeks, and the Lions D-line just destroyed us.
Aiden Hutchinson, that was going to be a problem. That was always going to, like, he hasn't seen this.
Right.
And so as good as he looked in the preseason and against Chicago, he hasn't seen Adrian Hutchinson. He hasn't seen, you know, that Detroit Dan Campbell defense looking to murder.
Yeah, and he kind of looked a little scared, like a little rattled for sure. You know, he was mailing some balls. He still made some nice plays, made some nice throws, but he looked overall, I thought, pretty rattled.
Who do you think? What do you think Matt LaFleur is more likely to do when somebody knocks on his door at 8 o'clock at night and he's not expecting a visitor? Does he get the door confidently like a man, or does he do what I do, run upstairs and try to peer down to the porch?
He makes his wife get it.
Oh, that's the worst option.
Can't. No, he makes his wife's boyfriend get it.
Yeah, maybe. How do you feel about the fan discourse?
I think whatever. I'm not here to discuss season ticket packages. It does give people the opportunity to go to games. I think if they're all on the season ticket waiting list, then it's going to be tougher for, you know, the common folk to buy a single game ticket and go. But I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to sign up on season tickets just to go to a game.
Right.
I agree with that.
But maybe they can do like a lottery each week or something. I don't know. Maybe they can rebrand it a little bit.
Statewide lottery.
Yeah.
Well, is it not weird there's still two different packages? Is it not that in 30 years they haven't found a way to clump them together into one?
But how long is the season ticket waiting list for the Packers?
Well, I got on it when I was 15, and I'm 39, and I'm number 45,000 still.
So why would the Packers ever change the way they're
doing it? At that rate, I did the math. The rate that I'm getting, I'll get them when I'm 79. And we all know, to a man, I will not live that long.
Well, you give them to your son.
Who the fuck is this?
M. Shea. You know, one thing I got about this podcast, you do these advertisements for safer roads, and Tim Shea is always driving while I'm...
Always driving with a headphone in, on a video, with the light on in his car.
With the light on in the cabin. That's rule number one. Can't have that.
Bart, give me my music. Give me my shakeaways.
Oh, let's go.
Oh, yeah, okay. Some live shakeaways?
Some live shakeaways. Shakeaway number one. You knew David Bakhtiari was going to be out today, right? You knew, if you're Matt LaFleur, you knew that this last night. The game plan that they came out with was garbage. You got to do the slant routes, the little dink and ducks to start the game. Stop going for the bomb. Jordan Love holding the ball for 6, 7, 8 seconds. It's not going to work. Shakeaway number two. Too much Honolulu blue. Way too much Honolulu blue. Shame on you, Milwaukee season ticket holders. And shakeaway number three. All three phases of the game failed. Offense, defense, special teams. There you go.
So are you like mad?
No, I'm not mad.
The game.
It's yeah, I was at the game. I'm
not mad. Wow. That Craig must have rubbed off on you. That was very good.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
That was like the first time I actually thought you could host a show by yourself.
Well, when you're at a game and watching this bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, no, whatever. Good job. Well, am I mad? No, I'm not mad. It's just you get the pick right away to start the game off, and everyone's all, you know, hyped up, and then you just go backwards. And at that point, everyone, well, you knew. I knew, at least. I'm like, this isn't going to be pretty.
No, it got bad. It got bad in a hurry.
It got bad real quick. You know, you start talking about the Dolphins, 70 points. It's 21-3 in a blink.
Yeah, I think there were some Packer fans concerned how high it could get, yes.
It could have gotten real ugly real quick. I mean, we debated, like, my buddy that I was with, we debated. He's like, you want to leave at halftime? I'm like, well, if the Lions score on that last drive, we might have been out. I might be home already. And we saw a lot of people leave at halftime too.
Well, yeah, there was a nice "Let's go Lions" chant at the end. That was fun.
So, Bart, who is your MVP, most valuable Packer tonight?
Well, that's a good question.
Bill
Dobbs was 9 for 95. Quay Walker had 19 fucking tackles.
Mine is Bill Jarts. Bart, you know who that is?
Yeah.
For trying to keep everyone in that game tonight.
Bill Jarts was he's the first guy I've ever seen. He was the Channel 2 Green Bay news guy or sports guy forever. Then he went into news. That never happens. Oh, Jaden Reed, he touched a ball he shouldn't have. Who else fucked up? Who is the most valuable Packer tonight? Dubs, I guess. 13 targets? Holy shit.
All right, here's a better question, Bart. Who's your MVF, most valuable fuck-up?
Well, LaFleur cried on national TV. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. The Packers only ran the ball 12 times.
LaFleur on his post-game presser with
Larrivee?
No, Rock. Oh,
Rock.
Yeah. He said shit, and they didn't bleep that out, obviously. You know, whatever, shit.
Hey, Pat Mac, he says shit on ESPN now. No one cares.
Yeah. So who's your MVF, most valuable fuck-up? Who are you giving that to?
Rasul Douglas.
Ugh.
He got torched all game.
What about the offensive line?
Yeah, O-line too. Left tackle struggled, but tough front. Game is won and lost in the trenches. Bill Michaels and Grant Bills were preaching it today, and it just
rings true. Cone, you okay? You sound a little sick.
Yeah, I got to get going. I am sick, and I'm getting so hot underneath this bag.
You okay? You okay? You like?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
But I'm gonna go. See you guys.
All right, Cone. See you, buddy. Keeping it 100, Wisconsin Sports Chat on Twitter. Remember the games where McCarthy, right before he got fired, he would come out in his pressers and say, I have no idea why we lost. I have no answers. He was a beaten man. It was time to go. LaFleur sounded like that tonight.
Yeah.
I'll have to pull that up and listen.
I think he felt a little stunned. Like,
well, he shouldn't have.
We can't lose again. Change the game plan.
Does he think he's coaching a different team than the one he has?
Why do you have to wait till halftime? Like,
I think LaFleur is two different people. Like, you know how I'm one way on Twitter when I'm sober and then another way when I'm drunk?
Yeah.
I think LaFleur is like one way as a coach when he's off the field and then one way as a coach when he's like in an actual game. That's what I think. I would like to mention happyplacehemp.com if I can. 25% off each and every order. Every order. Who messaged me today? Oh, Mel. Mel just got the tincture for her cat. I had another guy just say that he's stocked up. He's going to be in for some good nights. Matt, up north Matt, he got the 40 case of full spectrum CBD. He got the nighttime ones. 40 case, and he got the Delta 8s that are 50 milligrams, and he saved $36 with promo code BART on all that. Promo code BART gets you 25% off every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Gummies, tinctures, got a little THC in them. Enjoy yourself. I can read some comments. Red Shed, anything from you, or you're just looking at your beautiful face for 20 minutes?
Yeah, I've been scrolling Twitter and reading up on stats. Like I said, I missed that first half. And I think looking back at this game, kind of that crucial moment is the defense holds firm, forces a field goal. Finally, looks like, oh, they're not going to just roll through for a touchdown. The Packers come out and Jordan Love throws that pick on the first play. And it goes from a holy crap, Joe Barry's defense turned the corner. They started the game hot. They looked rough, forced a field goal. Let's go. We got a chance here. And then we just shit down our leg.
Well, to be fair, that interception was tipped like twice. No,
not placing it entirely on Love.
I know.
But the offense as a whole, Bart, is that the worst first half of NFL offense you've seen ever?
Here's just LaFleur, what he sounds like.
Exactly, run the football, and conversely,
I'm not listening to this or subjecting you to it. No, I thought Bill Schmidt had a good tweet about that. Let me find what Schmidty tweeted. He said, first half, 22 plays for 20 yards, 5 rushing attempts for 7 yards, 4 sacks allowed for 37 yards. Is that the worst first half you've ever seen? A lot of people said yes.
I just think, like, looking back at this game, and I'm...
Margaret, I mean, so, Andrew, on that, Niners playoff game versus Kaepernick, Vic at Lambeau, Favre at Rams in playoffs. First of all, this is why I say, like, being a great team. This guy was able to just rattle off 3 fucking high-leverage playoff games where we shit the bed with great quarterbacks. So it's not all wine and roses, okay? It's not. But those games were awful, and you could – I mean, that's where this was. That's where this was tonight in the first half, yeah.
Yeah, I just think, like, looking back at this game, I'm the number one Joe Barry defender that you'll find anywhere on Twitter. So if you look at the red shed, you might block me just for that alone, which is fine. Wow. But looking at this game, because I'll explain that real quick. Like, I think any NFL fan going after the defensive coordinator who gave up 6 points in a playoff home game and lost, this man has proven it last year when you had to put your nuts on the table. He didn't allow any team to score more than 20 in the last 5 games. When you look at, like, when the Packers have been back, he's actually stood up and he's actually got the claws out when it's mattered most. LaFleur, on the other hand, has been the entire opposite. You look at that playoff game against the Niners, we put up what, 10 points, and you had Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers. So I just think, you know, over Packers last 5 years, sure, bring in another no-name defensive coordinator. Who out there is good that's not going to go for a head coaching job? Why would they come to the Packers when it looks like a dumpster fire on the defensive side? So I think when you invest that much first-round talent into low wunderlic guys, the worst thing you can do is then switch their system that they're trying to learn. So I'm over here saying 34 points is what you see. But remember, they forced a field goal that Quay Walker and Rich Bisaccia messed up, and then Love gave them the ball to 7-yard line. So I think really the defense gave up in the bulk here 20 points. So 20 points against the Lions – should be able to win, but that's all I got.
Well, thanks for being here, man. I'm glad that you got to get some updates at the game.
Defensive coordinators should not be carrying any NFL team that's worth its salt. That's it.
I don't know. Who just brought in a new defensive coordinator and, like, they're kicking ass? Some Bukowski tweet was about that. I don't know.
Wait till the second half of the year. But all right, I gotta hop off and get out of my ref clothes.
Yeah, I like that you stay in character.
Later, guys.
See ya. Here's somebody who, wow, Bart, you said it back in August. This is a tweet from Ryan. Bart, he texted his buddy. Bart Winkler said Matt LaFleur is secretly the worst coach in the NFL. 4 years of the same excuse. I'm still learning and not getting better. Winkler said everyone will finally see how bad he is with not having Rodgers to hide behind. Well, good for me. I'm going to retweet that. Tim, I'm going to go through some comments here with you.
Yeah, can I just say, I mean, I don't – okay, go ahead.
Well, you can
– I wanted to say something. I wanted to say something that's totally not related to the Packers. And
oh, fine. I don't care.
Just about this weekend coming up for the Brewers. Is that okay?
Are you following this Mets game?
Yeah, they're in a rain delay still.
Yeah, Mets and Marlins. Marlins scored 2 in the ninth to take a lead, and then it started pouring. So there is a clause that says they could go back and give the Marlins the loss and end the game after 8, or they may have the teams play and, if necessary, have the Marlins go to New York for half an inning.
The clause. There's no way they can pull that clause. You can't.
No.
Okay, thank you. So if this game holds, I say you got to finish it out. You got to finish it out tonight. So if it holds, the Marlins have to win one and the Brewers just beat the Cubs once and it's over.
Did you see the Dame news?
No, not once. Don't tell me it's like all re.
No. We're doing a welcome rally at Fiserv Saturday at 2.
Okay. Do I need to go?
You can if you want. I'm going to be at the Steve.
Do you want me to go? Do you want me to get videos and pictures and anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I might even pay you for that.
Don't pay me.
Okay. I was talking about tickets before. How is this a shit game? It's prime time against the division favorite. I meant for people that have the ticket package. And maybe, because I guess it's every week two and week five is always for the gold package. But yep. The NFL always is constantly scheduling. Like, does the NFL know the Packers have a ticket package like that?
Nope.
Because they are constantly scheduling weekday primetime games where if you are in southeastern Wisconsin and have those tickets, I mean, Tim, you are – where are you? Like, probably Appleton?
Past that. We left still a little early, so.
Are you through Fondy yet?
We're in Fondy.
Oh, what exit?
Let me get back to you.
Just tell me what you see.
I will. Just hold on, Gary.
So you're not in Fondy?
No, well, hold on. No, I'm not like in the heart of Fondy.
So you're right before Winnebago Street is what I'm taking it.
I think I passed that.
Okay, then you got Johnson. Then you got
Lemira.
Nice. Oh, you're through Fondy.
Okay. Yeah.
Lemira, that's where Freems is.
Okay, you should. If you want me to
slow your roll. I don't know what that means from Nick. What else? The problem is I haven't read some of these comments. Lauren says I'm awesome. Thank you, Lauren. The rally's on Sunday? No, I think the rally's on Saturday.
When I went to the Brewer game, when you saw me, like, hanging over the edge.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My buddy, I didn't hear it, but my buddy clearly heard it because he turned around and goes, "Do you hear that?" Someone goes, "Oh, there's Tim Shea from the Bart Winkler show."
Where was that?
At the Brewer game.
Brewers?
Yeah. I'm like, I did not hear that. He clearly heard it.
Tom.
Whoever you were,
because I needed you on YouTube. KJ says, "Blame Tim Shea."
Go. I mean, people do want to blame me for tonight. I go to the one Packer game for the first time in 2 years, and look what happens.
Viking fan says, "Welcome back to the '80s."
Listen, if you would have asked me if the Packers beat 2-2 at this point. I said they're going to be 3-2 by the bye. So
there was a guy, I saw a picture of a guy at the game wearing an Anthony Barr Vikings jersey at Lambeau tonight. Something bad should have happened to him.
That's disqualified.
Little Tyke on the mic. No one should ever get on Bart for complaining about Matt LaFleur mid-game again. Thank you. My new friend, Portland native. Says LaFart face ain't it. Forgive my humor. Jesus. Bucky, I was right about MLF. Treb says, I got to watch an ad for a prayer app before Bart came on. I set that. You need a little more God in your lives, you fucking heathens.
Our God is an awesome God.
Quay Walker balled the fuck out. He had 19 tackles. He had a bad penalty. Josh is eating his feelings watching this tonight. 4-4 Badger is mad at Bakhtiari. Ken says, how about those Bucks? Tim Shea says, driving home. I'll watch tonight. what else do we got?
By the way, it looks like we got ahead of the Milwaukee traffic.
Oh, yeah, I would say so.
Sorry for you. Sorry for anyone that is, you know, still stuck on 172 or 145 trying to go around Appleton.
Hey, I want to ask your opinion on this. Someone on Twitter called me a washed-up radio host.
No.
I don't think I work long enough to be washed up.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm much more of a never was than a has been.
And let me be maybe the first to say, but I don't think you're done in Milwaukee radio. Honestly, I think there's going to be a time where someone comes crawling to you saying, save our station.
I'm going to be on Milwaukee radio. I'm going to be on Milwaukee radio Monday from, or I'm sorry, Friday from 5 to 9 for Gelb. I'm going to be on.
Sorry.
I'm going to be on Sunday morning from 9 to 11 because nope. DA had a football nope. show. He gone.
Nope. Sunday, you won't be in Milwaukee. They start that at 8 o'clock.
QL.
Yep.
John's here. John's on his couch.
John from Franklin?
Hello.
Hey, John.
That's not John. That's not John from Franklin.
What's up?
This is John from Chicago.
Duh, Chicago.
John.
Oh, my God. Today was incredible. Matt LaFleur's face today, like, oh, my goodness. Like, just, like, he looked cried. Like he was... He just, like, could not... Oh, my God. It was just, like, insane. So, yeah.
Oh, I have breaking radio news.
Go ahead.
Guess who called Bill Michaels' show today as a caller?
Jesus. Do I know this person?
Radio Joe.
Oh, like...
They haven't talked in 3 years.
What was he calling for?
I don't know. I got to get to the bottom of this.
All right. Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, talk to Grant.
I will. All right, John, sorry.
You kicking me off?
Yeah, I got you. What are your thoughts on the game? What else did you think?
I thought Jordan Love, the depth of targets were not great. Like, and also, like, how
did that nice one to read?
Like, how is Aaron Jones like? Is Matt LaFleur like a NBA like coach? Is that what he's doing? Like with this, like no one can like. The injuries are just insane. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. So yeah.
I wasn't listening to you. I was looking at comments. Sorry, Jeff. Sorry. Come up with something about the Packer game that we haven't said yet. Anything?
You can just kick me off.
Why?
Oh, what if I
want you to come up. We've been talking Packers for an hour. I want you to come up with something that we haven't talked about yet.
John, give us a shake away.
Yeah, give us one shake away.
One shake away.
Hold on. Give us.
Hold on. Hold on. Play that theme song.
Yeah.
All right.
One shake away.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Any thought on the game? Like naming a color.
The color. The crying of.
Well, that's the first thing I fucking talk about.
You know, Bart, I have a fourth shake away.
What's the fourth shake away?
Oh,
what happened to the Green Bay Packers cheerleaders?
Oh damn! Huh? Wait, but there were wait. What were the ones that the Brewers? What were the Brewers ones called?
Oh, the Miller Diamond Dancers.
Diamond Dancers, yeah.
What happened to the Fox Sports Wisconsin hotties?
Oh, those two girls. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
What happened to them?
That's a better shake away.
John, I think that's a
God damn. Oh, sorry. Just keep me off. Fuck. I can't think of one. Love you guys.
Do you have a higher Wonderlic than Quay Walker?
I would think so. Like, what it, like, what it, oh.
All right, John, go to bed.
Goodbye.
All right, Bart, I hate to do this, but I have to leave you because I have to stop here. So
you can leave me. We're, oh, you're stopping. You're stopping at, you're, yep, stopping at that Richfield one or no?
Yep. Yep.
The BP McDonald's.
Yep.
Nobody knows that fucking highway better than me.
Good night.
Nobody knows.
Good night. We'll talk this weekend. By the way, I have a little setup possibly for a playoff post game show on the road. If you want to join.
What do you mean on the road?
We'll talk. Just a little tease.
Like when their Brewers are on the road?
Yes. But now I really have to go, okay?
All right, I'm going to do a card break before we leave.
Okay.
You guys want to watch a card break?
Hold on. I might join you.
I don't know what the fuck that was. Splash Sports, make sure you sign up for that. I got like three people that have done this week's picks. SplashSports.com/Winkler. A lot of Happy Place hemp references with our appearance from John there. All right, here's a card break. I bought a pack at Walgreens. Want to see who I got? I got Quinn Ewers. Wow, he's still in school. That's cool. I got Ronnie Bell. Cool. I got that guy I don't know. Breece Hall. That's pretty cool. I got a fucking checklist. Next. Ooh, Packers legend, Mike Pryor. That one goes in the book. Danny Woodhead. Ooh, I got a Packer. Doug Evans. Caller number 9. You get the Doug Evans card. Let's see. Ronaldo Turnbull, Saints legend. Who else do we got? Plaxico Burress. Greg Bell. Some real good ones in there. And I got two packs of Sage 2022 cards. I bought these at Walgreens tonight because I thought that we might, when they were getting killed, we might not have any good content, so I would do a card break. Kenneth Walker III. That's a piece. These cards are shit. What the fuck is Sage Artistry? Better off buying a box of 90 Pro Set. Drake London. Ooh, DFS prop of the weekend. Drake London to score a touchdown in London. I mean, come on. So a bunch of shit. Caller number 9. You get Doug Evans card. Doug Evans. This is Tops. I didn't get a lot of those ones back then. Sage's trash. Yeah, this was the $4.99 hanger box, Corey. I'm a sucker for those at Walgreens. Tim headed to the BP bathroom to unload his Lambo brats. You know, the good thing about that BP McDonald's that Tim's at right now, they have a game room in there. They have a game room in there. So you can play like claw games or you can sit on the, you know, motorcycle, all that kind of shit. Oh, someone says, I'll trade you my 1990 donuts or Donruss. Does anybody want this? If anybody legitimately wants this Topps micro baseball set, I bought it at Walmart back in the day for $7.96. Look at that old ass Walmart sticker. I will give this to you. DM me and I will mail it to you free of charge. Because otherwise I'm gonna throw it away. Hey Tim, how was your shit?
All right. I pissed.
Did you play in the game room? The game room's
no,
in there, right?
No. Well, yes, and no, yes. It was a quick in and out. That's what she said.
Look, Tim, I got a Doug Evans.
Yeah, what did you open? Are you done or?
Yeah, I didn't get anybody good.
Shout out Santana Dotson at the game tonight. I was hoping for a Gary Ellerson like roll out. They did roll out the barrel, and welcome back alumni and It was Santana Dotson.
Yeah, last weekend.
Well, that they welcomed everybody back, but they usually, you know, invite like old player, former player.
You know what we need? We need someone like, you know how they bang the Chiefs drum?
What do we need?
We need something like that.
My buddy said. My buddy said a quarterback.
Don't you dare!
he's not a Jordan Love.
Jordan Love gets one full season before any legit criticism. We need tape. We need tape.
I know.
Jeffrey says buy a box of 90 Pro Set and look for error cards. 90 Pro Set is the absolute goat of cards. I love the design. I love all the little inserts, and he's right. There were so many fucking errors in that set. It was hilarious. I love 90s Pro Set. I love that set. I love it. I love it. I just love it. I hate this fucking whatever this is. Shit. What else do we need to discuss before I? Hey, oh fuck! I got a TV hit in the morning.
Yes, you do.
And I'm going on 6:45 WISN.
I will not be watching, unfortunately. So
you get the day off, huh?
Yes, I do.
What are you gonna do with it?
Nothing. I got something going on this weekend. Wedding. So.
So you can't go to Pfizer.
Well, it depends when it is.
Saturday.
Then I cannot go.
You lied to me.
Well, you know, just trying to make good TV there.
Strong appearance from you. I got strong appearance from Tim. Craig came on earlier, real strong. John was a little zooted.
A little?
Tack was on before and he bullied himself off the air. That was fun. Cone was always good. Redshed was on here just like, oh, Cameron. Cameron interviewed a Lions fan in the parking lot.
Oh boy, that had to be fun.
It was really good.
So, what are we drafting? A left tackle?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Good night, America. Good night, Bart Winkler voice. Verse. Good night, Moon. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night, Sun. I'm going to ruin this hat because I sweat down here.
I was going to say, that's a white hat, and that's a hat that you're going to ruin real quickly.
I decided I'm not going to try to go to media day.
Get a fan blowing on you.
Yeah. All right, Tim.
All right, Bart. Good night. We'll talk to you 1 week from Monday.
I want to get in touch with you on Sunday. We got to talk playoff.
I mean, yeah. We've got like what a bunch of. I'm trying to get you to do a pregame show for the postseason for Brewers.
Oh, I don't have any problems doing that.
Like a 20-minute pregame show.
I would do that.
I can be live from the park.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like as chalk lineups are going on or something.
Sure. Next week, I literally have nothing going on.
I went back and watched the episode from when we clinched. That was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I got a lot of compliments and feedback. You did a good job.
Hey, you're the one who taught me. Take it easy, everybody.
You know what?
New show on Monday. And we will have Brewers post-game shows and possibly pre. Goodbye, America.